Well, having 70-degree weather in February last Monday, I'm thinking of, was really wonderful, and we were probably wanting to be outdoors. And a lot of people, of course, jog and like to walk, and that day was really a good day for that. Well, some people, of course, will jog and walk no matter what the weather, and they dress properly, and they are taking care of their bodily health. Certainly, we all would desire to have good health, and we wouldn't complain if we were prospering financially as well as prospering with good health. And our study today is going to come from 3 John, the third epistle. The Apostle John, by inspiration, was writing to Gaius, a faithful Christian whom John loved in the truth, as you see in verse 1. Well, in verse 2, you see how John desired that Gaius would have prosperity and good health just as his soul prospered. So, as much as all of us would desire good health, yes, and no doubt we wouldn't complain if we were prospering financially in these difficult economic times. But the question for us this morning is, how much effort are we putting forth to keep our soul healthy? Yes, we know many people put forth a lot of effort to keep their body healthy and certainly to prosper financially. But what's more important to us? A soul that prospers or good health and monetary gain? Well, it better be a healthy soul. That should be foremost, because the soul will continue to live after this body is decayed. So, how then can we have a healthy soul? That's what we want to study this morning, and we'll begin that study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning, yes, sir, to PFE. And that stands for the most important thing we could be doing: preparing for eternity. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we study the precious Word of God in our Bible classes. And as we assemble together to worship God, we're striving to do so with a proper attitude, that would be in spirit, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern, that would be in truth, in accordance to John 4:24. Now, this is very important. If you would like to study God's Word together, we would look forward to setting that up at your convenience. We really look forward to those opportunities. Something else, again, we want to mention, we're always glad to answer Bible questions you may have. Your comments, positive or negative, they're always welcome. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And one more important thing, and that would be our website address, which has our radio sermons going back a number of years, and our bulletin articles, bulletins with those good articles as well. And so you'll want to check that out. The address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let's get to our study. How can we have a healthy soul? And we're going to start with 3 John verses 1 through 4. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, to whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So to have a healthy soul, one must walk in the truth. Yes, walking is good exercise for the body. It's very enjoyable, especially when we have those nice days. But more importantly, walking in the truth must be a daily part of the Christian's life to keep the soul healthy. Man is not able to direct his steps. No, sir. And therefore, he needs to be like Jeremiah, who said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And therefore, we must turn to God in order to know how to walk in this life, walking in truth. This is very important. Christians are to walk as Christ walked. He is our great example, the greatest example. Notice in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. That's right. Christians are to walk as Christ walked. Notice in Psalm, the book of Psalms, we'll go to the very first Psalm, and we'll look at verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now that's something to keep in mind, is it not? Since we're talking about walking in truth, we're certainly not to walk with the sinners. We're not going to prosper by going that way. But how? But in the law of the Lord, having a delight in his word, be like that tree planted by the water. And so we asked ourselves, is my soul getting proper exercise? Or have I become neglectful of my soul? All of us need to examine ourselves and be honest. Notice Paul, the inspired apostle, in Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. So this is the kind of exercise Paul was getting as he was concerned about having a healthy soul. He exercised to have a conscience that would not go against God and cause an offense, and also toward men. The Apostle Paul, writing to the young evangelist Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:7, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. So to have a healthy soul, we need to walk in the truth. That's right. And here's something else we need to do. To have a healthy soul, one must have a proper attitude. To have a healthy body, one needs to have a good mental attitude. We don't want to have problems with depression. Worry can cause health problems. The Bible tells us, fret not to be anxious. Of course not. That does us a harm. It doesn't do any good at all. But here, we're concentrating on the spiritual aspect of having a healthy soul. one must have a proper attitude. Now let's go to verse 5 as we pick back up here in 3 John. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and the strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. So here is Gaius being commended by an inspired apostle because he had a mind set of charity. Notice verse 12. Here's another faithful brother. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. So Demetrius is commended just like Gaius. Their attitude was not one of arrogance. No, it was of charity. But if you see in verses 9 going through 10 here, this is the contrast, as Diotrephes' attitude was one of arrogance. And certainly we can see a difference between Gaius and Demetrius' good attitude and Demetrius' bad attitude. Notice, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Imagine that. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, casteth them out of the church. That's horrible. Yes, what a contrast. But we want to be like Gaius and Demetrius, as their charity is witnessed by others. You see that in verses 6 and 7. We have borne witness of thy charity. It was seen. And it's for his name's sake they went forth. Well, notice, again, Paul instructing the young evangelist Timothy. This would be 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. What great inspired advice we need, of course, to adhere to ourselves. And so as we think about having a healthy soul, we must have a proper attitude. And charity here, the word in the King James for agape love, it's very fitting because it's serving others without expecting anything in return. And this, as you see in Colossians 3:14, and above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. That's right. So again, as we follow Christ, he, of course, is our perfect example. He had an attitude of service. Notice with me Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. Notice, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. To have the mind of Christ, in other words. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He left the heavenly realm and came to the earth to be born in a stable where the animals are kept. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now that's the greatest example of humility and having a proper attitude of service, submitting to his Father's will. And this, of course, is the means of our salvation. So, as Jesus set forth an example of humility with his disciples, remember in John 13, where they were reclining to eat, no one was there to wash the feet after they traveled on dusty roads and wore sandals. So Jesus, he did the humble service of washing their feet, showing us an example. Yes, this is an attitude of service, doing for others. And this is exactly what we should, to have a healthy soul, to have that proper attitude of service. And charity is one of the Christian graces, 2 Peter 1:7, and it shall cover a multitude of sins, 1 Peter 4:8. Now Paul tells the Church of Christ in Corinth, he will show them a more excellent way than the spiritual gifts. They were arguing about who had the best gift. And Paul said that way is charity, 1 Corinthians 12:31. And he goes on into chapter 13, the whole chapter, the great love chapter, talking about how charity, as he concluded, is the greatest of the three, faith, hope, and charity. And of these three, the greatest is charity, because it will go on after this life is over. Faith and hope will be realized in heaven, but charity will continue. So is our attitude good for the health of our soul? Do we worship God in spirit and in truth with that proper attitude, also in accordance, of course, to the New Testament pattern? Well, study Romans chapter 12. That's a great chapter to study about having a proper attitude as a Christian. Excuse me, but let's go on and notice now verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. So we've discussed so far and how we can have a healthy soul by walking in the truth, having a knowledge of God's word and living by it, and having that good, proper attitude, as we just discussed. To have that healthy soul, we must have that proper attitude. But now, thirdly, to have a healthy soul, one must avoid evil. Yes, to have a healthy body, one needs to avoid drinking alcoholic beverages, taking illicit drugs, illegal drugs, not prescribed by a doctor. Sometimes doctors can prescribe that which is not really helping us. But we understand that's a danger. What about tobacco? That's a danger to our body. Having premarital sexual relations can cause diseases, venereal diseases, and even AIDS and so forth. And we certainly need to avoid some foods that, like diabetics, eating a lot of sugar, and starch, of course, turns to sugar. But you get the point. We need to avoid these things to have a healthy body. Well, as we're talking about the spiritual situation with our soul, and we want to have a healthy soul, then we must avoid evil and follow good, yes, to have that healthy soul. In fact, when we see evil, we need to turn from it, get away from it. Yes, abstain from the appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Now, remember Joseph, he's a great example there in Genesis 39, where he was with Potiphar and receiving wonderful benefits in service to Potiphar. And so he was loyal to Potiphar. And when Potiphar's wife, notice verse 12 of Genesis 39, she caught him by his garment saying, "Lie with me," and he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. He's gone. He's not going to stand there and fight it out, fight with temptation. No, you get away from it. God has provided us a way of escape, and we need to look for that immediately when we're tempted. But notice 1 Peter 3:10-11. "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, and let him seek peace and ensue it." That's what you go for. That's what we need to be involved in. We are living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Would anybody disagree with me there? Well, if you're, you know, observant and you hadn't been hid in the closet all this time, you should, of course, understand that's true. Philippians 2:15, that was the case during the days of the Roman Empire. Yes, they were in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. But we can say the same thing today. And therefore, we need to avoid evil, not going along with what is considered proper nowadays, what is termed woke, accepting, changing one's gender. You see, it's being taught our children, even in the younger grades. How can this be in this great country? But it's going on. You see, we can't just follow along just to be, you know, in termed in a proper sense that we're woke and we're understanding how this should be done and so forth. No, sir. Evil is evil, no matter how many people call it otherwise. Isaiah 5:20, certainly a lot of people were doing just that, calling evil good and good evil. That's certainly going on today. So we must not follow a multitude to do evil. "Neither shall thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment." Exodus 23:2. No matter how many people go along with these things that we're talking about that are terrible to our, hurting our children. And abortion is being promoted. I mean, people are dedicated to the cause of a woman's right to take the life of her innocent child. The child doesn't have any rights, according to them. That's right. It's pushed, and it's, you know, a major platform in politics, is it not? How did we get here? You see, that's evil. Yes, we love the souls of the people that are doing these sins, don't misunderstand, but the actions are evil. Homosexuality is sinful. We love the sinner, but we're to hate the sin. It's evil. All these perversions that we could talk about, that's evil. It's to be avoided, not promoted. But how many people are joining in, jumping on the bandwagon? Well, where is that wagon going to take you? If you don't get off of it and you die on that wagon, you're going to the fires of hell. That should get our attention. So let's be sure that we are seeking to follow the will of God, not the will of man, because man is not going to take us the right way if he is not doing the will of God. So are we keeping our soul healthy by avoiding evil? Yes, we need to take care of our bodies. But the flesh is going to go downhill. It grows old and wears out. Notice 1 Timothy 4:8, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." So, Bob Hawkins has a soul that's eternal, and its health, when I die, will determine where Bob Hawkins' soul will be for eternity. And the same is true with yours as well. What about your health and my health as far as our soul is concerned? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Is our soul healthy and prosperous, or is it sickly and destitute? We need to be honest about this. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42:11. Notice another psalm, Psalm 67, verse 2, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Amen. All nations need saving health, and it's going to only come through the obedience to the gospel of Christ. We are all in need of the great physician to be saved from our sins, to have that healthy soul living faithfully even unto our death, to have the victory, Revelation 2:10. And so this morning we stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel of Christ. In order to have salvation, we've got to hear the truth. That's how our faith comes. We're to walk in truth, remember? We're to have that proper attitude and avoid evil, as we talked about. So in order to become a Christian, I've got to hear the truth. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, John 8:24. And then, motivated by understanding Jesus died for my sins, I'm going to repent. I'm going to change my way of thinking and do the will of God. Acts 17:30. We must repent. And then we're ready to make the good confession unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. And as the Ethiopian eunuch said, "See earth water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" Well, it was making the good confession. That's what hindered him. And he confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Acts 8:37. And then he was baptized into Christ by Philip the evangelist. So baptism is what puts us into Christ, Galatians 3:27. We put on Christ. We're contacting his precious blood that washes away our sins, Acts 22:16. And then we're added to the Lord's body, the true church, the church of Christ. It's his body. And certainly Acts 2:47 points out they were added daily to the church. Not many churches were there, but one. And we need to remain in that one true body, the body of Christ, even unto death, and receive that crown of glory as we talked about. So we thank you so much for listening today.